right. That was great with Kareem. I've got baby food on my notes. This place is disgusting. We cleaned it up, but we're good to go, right?
You know, and I wanted to mention, he's got a baby on the way. We talked about it. That little baby bundle. If you know somebody that's having a baby and you want to send a gift, that's actually available on HoustonTexans.com/kids. It's called the Texans Tiny Baby Bundle. $35. It's got pacifiers, a bottle, bib, a little birth certificate, a towel, and all that. And that's available starting next week. So.
Now you tell me. Now that I have a two-year-old, you're telling me this.
It's not too late if you need a onesie.
All right. It's also not too late to get in shape.
Oh, Fitz Tips, back for season two. Fitz is great. We saw him on the final episode of Hard Knocks, and I was joking with him. I'm like, Fitz, where are you in this? So this week, he takes us through push-ups. You know, there's a proper way to do push-ups and a not-so-proper way to do push-ups, and Fitz will show you exactly how to do it on Fitz Tips.
Fitz Tips is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60.
So push-ups are great. We should always be working towards doing a full push-up, but we're going to work our way up to that. So right now, Coach Bell is going to start with an incline here. This is better than doing a push-up on your knees, okay, because it puts your back in a much better position. And if you look at this, a push-up's a great core exercise because it's a plank as well at the top. So we don't want to take that away by being on our knees. So this is a good substitute for somebody that is learning how to do a push-up. Okay, the next push-up we're going to do, I'm going to take this box out of the way, what's going to go right here, is just a standard push-up. So both hands on the floor. Okay, this is a little harder now. He's got more body weight towards his working area. Next one is making it a little harder, increasing the range of motion. Okay. Putting his hands on two benches or boxes. So he's getting a little bit more range of motion here, getting more of his muscles activated and in tune with the drill.
Start your day with a healthy breakfast, including low-fat and fat-free dairy.
So if you have those big round things in your house, you can do push-ups exactly the same way. Actually, it's a great exercise. I've been doing it that way for years. Maybe not. Okay, another thing I've been doing for years is not playing fantasy football, but I want to get involved with it again. And you know what? There's no better way to do it than listening to John Harris and his FanDuel stuff.
Hey, week one of the NFL season is here. It's time to play America's favorite game, FanDuel, and we got your FanDuel formula for week one. Let's start with running back Doug Martin at $6,900. He's one of the best values on the board. They're facing the Tennessee Titans run defense. They were 31st in the league last year against the run. This is great value at your $60,000 budget. Number two, let's throw the football a little bit. A lot of guys are really expensive this week as wide receivers. But how about Brandon Cooks? He's going to be Drew Brees' go-to wide receiver in New Orleans. It's a tough matchup with Arizona, but you know he's going to see plenty of targets. And at $7,400, tremendous value. And let's finish with Golden Tate. Everybody knows about Calvin Johnson. He's $9,000 plus. But how about Golden Tate at $7,100 against San Diego? This guy is a superstar, and there is your FanDuel formula. If you want to be part of it, go to HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass. That's HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass, and you can play free against me and hundreds of others.
All right, that's the show. Liberty White kickoff tomorrow. Everybody get fired up. Go Texans.